The following is offered by Discerning Hearts, a 501c3 nonprofit Catholic apostolate dedicated to spiritual formation through the use of new media. To download this selection, or to browse hundreds of other programs, or to contribute to our mission with a charitable donation which is fully tax deductible, visit our website at discerninghearts.com. Well, what is on your heart today, Monsignor?
Christmas hymns. Why are they so important? Like, I would really wish that this would be for you and for me and for everyone who hears us a truly happy Christmas. O come, Lord, ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. O come ye to Bethlehem. Why are these Christmas songs so important? As they're current. It's not like something that happened 2,017 years ago. This is joy in the world. This is life in the world. This is light in the world. And so this life, I believe for me, is spoken when Matthew gives the birth of Jesus. He goes back to the birth of Jesus. That's where he tells Jesus' story. And that's the story of Christmas. And Luke tells that same story. He goes back to the birth of Jesus. And the beautiful stories that only our Blessed Mother could have told. And when Mark goes to the beginning of Jesus' life, he goes back to the preaching of John, when his began. But in today's Gospel of John, these first 11 verses, these I would like to read and show how they are so current to the life of Jesus being born into the world now. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word is Jesus, who before he was born did not have flesh. He was the second person of the Trinity. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to be through him. He's the source of everything that is. And without him, nothing came to be. What came to be through him was life. And this life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. This is from all eternity, and this is today, this Christmas day. A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony, to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came to be through him, but the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him. Who is that? That's Jesus when he came 2,000 years ago. But that same Jesus is also unseen, unrecognized by many of us this Christmas day. And this is the news that I have and want to bring to each one of us. But to those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God. And how do we become children of God? To those who believe in his name, who were born not by natural generation, and the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we saw his glory, the glory as of the Father's only begotten Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, saying, "This was he whom I said, the one who is coming after me and ranks ahead of me because he existed before me. From his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace, because while the law was given to us by Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The only Son has revealed him. This Jesus, who is in the world this Christmas day, I baptized my little cousin, Koo Joseph, this Christmas Eve. And Koo Joseph was brought here by his parents. And he was conceived in holy wedlock. Even though his parents had grace, they couldn't give it to him. And they, recognizing that, brought him to Jesus, to new life, to the divine eternal life that was given to us by the mercy of God. Pouring into him was just exactly the Holy Spirit, who, just as he came upon each of us, who are you? You are Christ in the world today. And many times the one who doesn't recognize it is yourself. You are holy. You are Christ. Not just Koo Joseph, an innocent child, and brought here and baptized, but through the Holy Spirit, each of us, fathers and mothers, children, all of us have been filled, as the gospel says in St. John's gospel today, they did not recognize the light when it came. Supposing you come into this Christmas day and you want to be more generous than you are, but you weren't. And you want to be more loving, more patient. You want to be more pure. You want to be more truthful. Whatever that might be, that you have failed over and over again to purify your own heart, you never will. But there is one within you whom you do not know, among you. He is alone the Savior of the world. He is in you, and you are in him. What Mother Teresa used to say is so true. Give him permission to live in you. He is the only one from all eternity who could do the will of the Father. This Christmas, the only one who can do the will of a Father is Jesus. All during our whole of life, from eternity until now, there is only one Savior, Jesus Christ. You have been baptized into him, and he has come into you. That's why it's a Merry Christmas. That's why the Savior of the world, who came to save the world, is Jesus, who was born this day, who grew up and suffered and died and rose. He conquered sin and Satan and death. There is no other human who is divine. He is Jesus. He went back to heaven, where he is at the right hand of the Father. All over the world, his church is now established. But so few recognize him in his body. He has come. The Word has made flesh in Koo Joseph. The Word has made flesh in you and in me. And do you see it? Do you hear it? Once you begin to see that it is he, I live. No, not I, but Christ lives in me. We have been all called to be Christ in the world. Our life is his life. Our living, our goodness is his goodness. We are unable to do this. We'll fail over and over again on this Christmas day as we go to Mass. Come to him. He is there wanting and receiving you in this Holy Eucharist. He is suffering, dying, and rising. The same Jesus who was born 2017 years ago, current in your parish today, living today in you, going to the Eucharist today as a father, as a mother, as a child, as a single person in the world. You are Christ in the world today. Joy to the world that we can live in him and through him and with him. Isaiah foretold it almost 1,000 years before Christ came. He is going to come. He is going to save the entire world. It was foretold. Paul talked about how he lived in Christ and Christ lived in him. But you today, what does the salvation of the world depend on? Christ. And why is it so weakly reflected in the world today, his presence? But everyone who is willing, he is the true light. He is the life that's in the world today. And surely we should sing about that and rejoice.
Monsignor, again, there are going to be many people today who are hearing what you have to say, and they'll rejoice and they'll go to church, but we mentioned it the other day, they're weighted down with many burdens and there are many, many struggles. What would you have them do this Christmas just for that person, that encounter, that communion with Christ today? What concretely could they do today?
I know what I did. Last night, you know, I was at dinner, and they said I fainted. I was exhausted. I was in tremendous pain. And I what did I do? I didn't want to bear that. I can offer you what I did. I said to God, is this what you want from me? And then I gave it to him. When you, I was with my cousin, and he was saying, I want to be more patient. I can't. I just fly off. His wife was there, and that's just the truth. And his children get afraid of him. You can't be more patient. You will always be this impatient. And this family was really just angry with each other. And the wife was saying, we're just angry with each other all the time. And the you could just feel the tension because they were trying to be something. No, you can never be, ever. And so if there's whatever's going on in you, there's someone you just keep forgetting who is so close to you. He's in you. You are him. My uncle, his wife just died. And I was talking to him on the phone. And I was wanting to console him. And as we went more deeply into, you know, the last moments of his life, she just died. And so it's not a grief that he had, it's a grief that he's having. And I talked to him about that. The only one who can really experience giving him consolation in the death of his wife, I can't imagine, they were so close together, so in love with each other. So, and now he just is separated from her. She's gone. what is the union that they have? You know, the truth about life and Jesus carries on through that grief and pain. What your particulars are in your own individual lives as you go to Mass today, it's not what you're going to do about it. It's not what others are going to do for you about it. It's what He who is in you, who is so deeply in you, wants to do. Because you know what He wants? His Father's will. And when He does that, He's the only one that could do that. It's the greatest truth about yourself. He is life. This life existed before the world began. He is the source of all joy, all happiness, all peace. When He comes into the world, into your heart, there's nothing like the experience of it. You know, I would like to give all of you an image of, if you haven't had this experience, it's of the trapeze artist. Why does the trapeze artist work? Did you ever see a trapeze artist? They have to let go of the bar. They go flinging off into the air. And what makes them let go of the bar? Unless you let go of the bar, you're just going to continually swing back and forth in midair because you're holding on to what you want to do. Let go of the bar. And why would you let go of the bar? Because God is saying, I'll catch you. I'm here. I am with you. Who could you trust more than yourself than God? Let go of the bar. I, on faith, what does it say in John? To those who believe, He is in you. Only those who have faith will have that experience. Let go of the bar. I'm here. I'll catch you. This Christmas day, I will fill you with my peace, my joy. What's the assurance of it? Your trust. I will catch you. I'm here. I love you. And I'm God. I'm the only God who have come down to earth to catch little Koo Joseph, his parents, his family, my uncle, my cousins, my family. And you, every one of you, dear friends and brothers and sisters in Christ, there is only one Savior, and He is Christ the Lord.
There are going to be folks out there who are going to be very concerned because they heard that you are in pain, and they're going to be concerned about your health. What would you want them to know, Monsignor?
Well, just thank God. Thank God that I have God to turn to. And they, if they want to imitate me there, they can turn to God and ask God to bless me.
Okay.
Greatest thing. Yeah. Thank you.
All right, Monsignor. Merry Christmas.
God bless.
You've been listening to Building the Kingdom of Love, Reflections with Monsignor John Essef. To hear and or to download this program, or to browse hundreds of other spiritual formation programs, visit discerninghearts.com. This has been a production of Discerning Hearts. I'm your host, Chris McGregor. We hope that if this has been helpful for you, that you will first pray for our mission. And if you feel us worthy, consider a charitable donation, which is fully tax deductible, to support our efforts. But most of all, we pray that you will tell a friend about discerninghearts.com.